Guy Carboneau, as promised, is the insider here on the Fan 590. Welcome back to the Fan, Guy. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Now, how's the show going, first of all? We were talking about the sort of the re-depiction of the Canadians and Nordiques type thing. How's that going on a week-to-week basis?
It is going really well. The first week, I think we did about 1.5 million, and last Sunday, even with the Super Bowl, I think we did over 1.1 million. So
against the Super Bowl?
Against the Super Bowl. So
wow.
It's been pretty good.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, but both games have been pretty exciting. I mean, you know, we say it's players from the garage league, but you know, you take the 16 best players or the 32 best players, and ends up with you know, a lot of emotion and a lot of passion, and no, it's been a really good experience.
Well, how many games in are you now?
We played 2 games already.
And what's the who's won? The Habs.
We're up 2-0.
All right.
So, yeah. Well, the real Habs would like to be up 2-0 right now. And, you know, Guy, we had Scotty Bowman on last hour, and Scotty talked about Bob Gainey. He's not plugged in nowadays to Bob Gainey as much as in the past. You're a guy that's been really plugged into Bob Gainey. Maybe explain what you thought about the announcement yesterday and the sense you've had in the preceding, you know, weeks and months about Bob Gainey in general.
Well, I mean, the timing of it, I think, was surprising for everybody. You know, but you know, I've had the chance to meet Bob or be with Bob for a long period of time, and I think with all the events that happened in the last 3 or 4 years in his personal life, I think started to wear down on him. And you know, he's never been he's always been an unconventional person, somebody that, you know, whether it's on in a meeting or, you know, a day after the game, would come in with and start asking questions completely out of the context sometimes. So he was a little different. And, you know, I think he was just starting to feel, not, I don't think he felt the pressure. He's never been somebody to shy away from that. I'm sure the fact that the team hasn't, you know, get the expectation that he thought at the start of the year, but a lot of injuries and, I just think it's been something that was in the back of his mind for a couple of years now, and just decided to do it.
Do you think that there's a chance? I asked Scotty Bowman about this earlier today, and maybe no one can answer this question this morning. But is this it for good? Do you think for Bob Gainey, or do you imagine that he'd step back for a while and probably want to have a little more to do with a hockey team than just be a special consultant to the general manager?
I don't know. I think he's at the time in his life that he wants to spend time with himself and you know, explore the fact that he's going to stay on board as a consultant. You know, I think it gives him time to do other things that he hadn't had a chance to do. You know, we don't think about it, and I think it's, you know, I was like that myself. You know, I left home. I was 16 years old, and until really I got fired last year in March, I never had time to myself and to my family. So it's been, you know, everybody wants to work, but it's been a good time on that side. And I'm sure that he feels the same way. Like he wants to spend time maybe with his family and spend time with himself. And, you know, like there's never a good time, but I'd be taught, you know, with everything that's coming in and the trading deadline, the signings, all these things, instead of just staying here, do those things and then leave at the end, you just felt that, you know, it was somebody else's job and just step aside.
You know, Guy, last night in the Maple Leaf broadcast, one thing that was brought up that, you know, one of the curious moves was you getting fired last year, that, you know, it was viewed that you were the perfect type of guy in the Bob Gainey world to coach the Montreal Canadiens for a long time. You had a relationship with him. And, you know, I'm curious, like, what you, looking back on it, did it turn out very differently than you thought? Are you sort of sorry? Was it unexpected? How do you look at the whole experience?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, when the firing happened, obviously you're not happy. You ask yourself a lot of questions. You know, we were still in in playoff position when that happened. The team was not playing well, but the players were coming back. And so I thought, this one thing that I thought when I said yes to Bob and taking the job here in Montreal is that the relationship that we had, and that I was hoping or expecting that, you know, at the first storm that we were going to, you know, try to stay together and push through, and then, you know, but that didn't happen. So I was really surprised because of that. I know he didn't have an easy job. It's never an easy job when you have to tell somebody that they are letting go, especially when they're your friends. But, you know, I think only him knows the real reason, and probably the organization. I haven't had any. You know, I'm just, I'm sure that, you know, I'll let him rest for a couple months, and I'll definitely take. He's going to call me, and then we'll meet again in a different context than last year.
Guy Carbonneau is with us here on the Fan 590. Is Pierre Gauthier the right man at the right time for this job?
Well, it's really hard to say. I know he's a guy with experience. He's been around the league. He's been in the league for a long period of time. But, you know, he was right beside Bob Gainey for the last 6.5 years. So I know at the end of the day, it's the GM that has the power to say yes or no. But, you know, all the decisions were talked about in the same room. So, you know, time will tell. I heard Pierre say yesterday that obviously, you know, he's in a different position now because, you know, there's some injuries. They haven't seen the team at their full potential. So he'll have a little bit more leniency here in Montreal. But they better not, you know, go on a skid for a long period of time because pressure is going to be high on him.
You know, perception's often reality, Guy, and you know, we were just saying earlier, like, in a lot of ways, Bob Gainey's situation is kind of like Bobby Clark's, that he just kind of got burnt out a little bit and had to leave the Flyer job and move upstairs that way. And perception being, it was a curious hire of Jacques Martin last year as a head coach of the Montreal Canadiens. And now that this has happened, you say, well, geez, Pierre Gauthier was GM with Jacques Martin in Ottawa and they had success together. It was a curious hire for Bob Gainey. I'm wondering, in a lot of ways, does yesterday symbolize what's gone on for a number of months, that maybe the torch had been half passed?
I don't know. I'm sure that he had that that moment coming in, you know, the last couple of years, definitely the last couple of months. But, you know, the firing of Jacques Martin, I think, made sense. They were looking for somebody with experience, somebody that could talk speak French. If you look in, you know, in the whole organization, Pierre Gauthier's had a say in probably all of them. You know, Trevor Timmins worked in Ottawa. Jacques Martin worked in Ottawa. Barry Perrins worked in Ottawa. Pierre Marcoux, the goalie coach, worked in Ottawa with Jacques Martin and in Florida with Jacques Martin. So, you know, I mean, it's hard to say that, you know, those decisions were made because they knew Bob was going to leave. You know, again, you should ask them that question.
Guy, thanks a lot, as always, for joining us here. Keep it up against those Nords, all right?
Thank you very much.
Take care. There's Guy Carbonneau.